connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining the podcast again. We love it. I say again because hopefully this isn't your first time. If it is, you're in for a ride. I don't know. That's what people say, right? I hope it'd be a fun ride. Today, coming up, let's see. We're going to talk about... Jason Derulo, we're not going to talk about him. We actually interviewed Jason Derulo. He's sitting there with his vodka and his really cool couch, just yapping away in his, what was his, separate house he had. This is my other house or something within like his compound. We are going to talk about different ways people are celebrating Valentine's Day because of the quarantine. And we're going to talk with Bob and Sherry about pets. Bob and Sherry, of course, from the Link Morning Show. And we also have, let's begin with this, the throwback World of Wheezy segment, go from date night to great night. This is Ramona's mom.
Wow.
That was my cougar roll.
Yeah, that was my cougar.
I thought that was my mom. I seriously thought that was a recording of my mom. How sad is this?
Yes, Ramona's mom used to be a regular on the show and, you know, do different things based on whatever holiday or what was going on in her life. And so go from date night to great night. She's a little edgy, that woman. She was edgy in the day. She's still edgy, but she was edgier then. And so enjoy.
She's a bad man, Gemma.
Miss Wheezy, how are you?
Well, hola, mi familia.
Hola, mamacita.
Well, have I told you lately just how proud I am of mis niños?
Yes, you have. You have. But I don't get tired of it, honestly.
Now, today's joke was sent to me by Dennis Lindy of Charlotte.
He was at our party.
He was at the party, yes. A loyal listener. A Matt Man was headed home when his car broke down on a very dark road in the middle of a violent storm.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
The storm was so strong, he could barely see a few feet in front of him. After hours of waiting for help, he spotted a car slowly coming towards him. Mm. When it stopped, Matt Man, desperate for shelter, hopped in the passenger seat and shut the door. That's when he realized there was no one behind the wheel and the engine wasn't even on.
Oh, no.
The car moved slowly toward a curb. Scared, Matt Man started to cry and pray. Then, just before hitting the curb, a hand appeared through the driver's side window and turned the wheel.
Wow.
Matt Man was paralyzed with terror as he watched the hand repeatedly come through the window.
Wow.
Then he spotted some lights down the road. He leapt from the spooky car and ran. Winding up at a pub, he rushed inside and started telling everyone about his horribly creepy experience. A silence fell over the crowd when they finally realized he was crying and wasn't drunk this time. Just then, Bandy and Ramona walked into the pub. Just like Matt Man, they were wet and out of breath. Looking around and seeing Matt Man sobbing at the bar, Bandy said, "Look, Ramona, there's that bleeping idiot who got in the car while we were pushing it."
That does sound very mad.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Oh, that's nice.
Well, thanks for the joke, Dennis. Keep sending them to me at worldofweezy.com, the official website of America's number one cougar.
Right.
My site was lovingly created by Christian Cougar Meat David Roman. Now, our lesson this week is how to turn an ordinary date night into a great night.
Nice.
Lots of couples try to keep their romance alive by scheduling a date night.
Sure.
Unfortunately, lots of times they wind up going to dinner at the same old restaurant or staring blankly at a TV screen. Well, it's time to make that date night cougar-licious and bring back the fun and romance. Now, you can start by telling your partner that this date night is going to be a play date, a role play date.
Ah.
Take your adventure to an art museum One of you plays the starving artist who will do just about anything to sell your first painting. The other can be the rich, sexy art collector.
Nice. Mm.
Pretend to be horny strangers meeting for the first time as you seductively paw the produce at the grocery store.
No, don't do that.
No, do that. I like that one. I like that one.
Any trip to the land of make-believe can be a very steamy experience when Mr. McFeely uses his imagination to turn his ferocious cougar into a tender meow, meow, pussycat, meow, meow.
This is getting creepier by the moment.
Well, make date night a make-a-wish night. Grant your partner one sexual wish. If you know you married a freak, you may have to modify the request for health and safety reasons.
Health and safety?
But no animals or people should be harmed in the granting of your wish.
Do not elaborate.
And cougarfy your bedroom.
Oh, what's that mean?
Toss the bland sheets and wrap your mattress in satin. Swap your regular energy-efficient light bulb for a colored light bulb. Ooh. Drag out the Christmas lights and drape a few strands over the headboard. Show Santa just how much fun it can be to get ho-ho-hoey during the off-season. Now, prepare a bedside gift basket.
Oh, okay.
Fill it with ready-to-use toys. The key words there are ready to use. It kills the mood when you have to stop the action to go kill the germs on your marital aid.
Yeah, yeah, that's a bummer.
Oh, my gosh.
And while we're on the subject of killing germs, date night will probably end on a much sexier note if it starts on a much cleaner note. Treat your body like you did when you first met your hubby or wife.
Mm-hmm.
Pay special attention to making sure your playground looks and smells clean. You wouldn't want your child body surfing on a sea of dirty balls at Chuck E. Cheese. Well, the same philosophy should apply to their mom.
Oh, my gosh.
Dress up. You should even overdress for the occasion. Make it look like you're on your first date. Fellas, put out the dress pants and a nice shirt. And even if you're just going to a casual restaurant.
Yeah.
And ladies, put on a dress and some sexy high heels and keep those heels on all night long.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and a growl at the end.
Now, make it a night in. Rent a sexy movie that puts both of you in the mood.
Good idea.
Suggest a reenactment of the action on the screen.
Oh.
Just as long as you're flexible enough to pull it off. Now, know your physical limitations before you try something crazy. Because sex injuries don't get priority in the emergency room. And if you decide to go out for dinner, don't just sit there like you've been taken hostage. Talk, laugh, and throw in some dirty talk. Use your sexy voice to ask him to pass the butter. Try it, Ramona. Say, hey, baby, would you pass the butter so I can let it melt all over my muffin?
No, I'm not going to try it.
Ramona.
Come on, she's trying to teach you.
No, I don't want to. No, I'm not going to.
Well, I guess that's why you're single.
Yeah, I guess that's
prude,
it.
Prude.
Well, how about this, fellas? If you're enjoying the meal, tell her about it in your deepest, sexiest voice.
Okay.
Talk lower and slower than you usually do. Doc, say this, Doc.
Okay.
Oh, this shrimp is so juicy and succulent.
Oh, baby, this shrimp is so juicy and succulent.
Nobody can resist that, right?
Oh, yeah. No. You'll get some emails now. Good advice.
Let every sip, chew, and bite send your lover a message. What should that message be? I'm hungry for love.
Okay, you're over growling today.
Now, play sneak a peek. Flash him some sexy lingerie. Now, the sneaker field game requires a lot of accidentally on purpose body contact.
Oh.
Fellas, brush your hand across her bottom when you're reaching for the door. Don't let the action get too nasty. An occasional wandering hand is fine. Just make sure your Harry Potter stays covered until you get home. Now, this World of Reason segment has been brought to you by Loft 1523 Cocktail Lounge for art, sophistication, and the most spectacular view of the city skyline. Go to Loft 1523 for details. And America's favorite cougar appears exclusively on the Matt and Ramona Show.
Wow.
I'll talk to you next week.
Wow.
Until then, keep growling and prowling. Grrr. Adios.
Later, Weezy. Ramona's
wow.
mom, dishing the dirt. She's a bad mamma jamma.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Jason Derulo with us, folks. Atlantic Records just passed 43 million on the old TikTok. He's got the new song with Adam Levine, Lifestyle. Jason, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here, man.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys having me.
Okay, I love you on TikTok. Okay, it just brings joy to TikTok for me. But I have to tell you, my favorite, and I hope that there is a follow-up, is you and Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Those are my favorite as well. You know, whenever me and Will can come together, I think it's just a lot of fun. I mean, obviously, you know, him being somebody that I grew up watching and somebody that inspired me for so many years. So anytime we can come together, it's always good.
And now your physique is inspiring him.
Hey, I saw that of course the Lifestyle, just watched the video a little while ago. Pretty cool. Got the ladies all covered up and a lot of gold going on there around your neck. How did the Adam Levine collaboration happen?
So I wrote this song that I really love, and I was thinking to myself that you know, there could only be one person that would fit this particular song. You know, vocally, it's not really like, you know, the easiest song to sing. So it would take a specific vocal quality and vocal range to do it. And there was
you're real high. He's real high on that.
Yeah. So it was only one person that I thought it could be featured by, or it would just have to be by myself. I have a friend, a mutual friend of Adam's, and I asked him, yo, can you send this to him and see what he thinks? And he was like, yeah, I love it. You know, let's do it. So the rest is history.
Okay. I have to know, what's your writing process like, and how has it been affected by COVID? Not, you know, going to the clubs and hearing songs and dancing with other people, mainly just dancing in your home, doing TikTok videos. I mean, how has that changed what you do and your creative process?
I think it's worked positively, if anything. I think the fact that I'm able to be in my own space, I'm in my studio right now. This is, you know, the it's on my property. The studio is on my property. So I don't have to like go anywhere. So what it is done is kind of, it focused a lot of my energy, you know, so all my energy is able to be spent on the creative, you know, the things that I love. So the fact that I can just, you know, come downstairs and work on music, you know, every single night is a beautiful thing, as opposed to having to travel the world and tour, and your mental kind of has to be spread into different avenues. But now I'm just kind of lasered in, which is good.
Okay, Matt, before you ask another question, you mentioned you go downstairs to your studio, and you know I'm nosy about all parts of your life, Jason.
Oh, yes, you are.
I want to know what you eat. I want to know how you keep the body. And I want to know who's upstairs right now at your house. Who? Tell me.
Jenna's upstairs at the house, and I think that's it.
The dogs?
And the dogs, yeah.
Yeah, and the dogs, of course, the famous TikTok dogs. And I don't know how you stay in shape like that with what you cook on TikTok. Like the one I saw recently was like pizza and wings and fries, like all in one dish or something. What was that crazy concoction?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was like a, you know, a Chicago style, Derulo style.
Nice.
Action. It actually turned out really good.
Yeah,
it was a good one. It could have used a little more cheese.
you have to go back and look at it for yourself. How could you Crazy. Even put anything more in there?
I know. Well, you wash it down with your North Carolina connection, right? You got a North Carolina connection with the Durham vodka you got there.
Oh, yeah. Bedlam vodka. Yeah, that. Yeah. I'm so excited. We released this vodka in December, and it's just been flying. You know, it's like one of the new things that I'm most proud of. You know, it's a vodka that doesn't burn on the way down. And yeah, it's just been doing so well. So I couldn't be more excited.
So Jason, what is it that you haven't done yet? I mean, you're killing it on all fronts. Like, so when you sit back and say, well, I've done that, I've done this, I've done, what could possibly be on your to-do list?
You know what? There's a bunch on my to-do list. Most recently, the things that I'm excited about most, I created a character named Uzo on TikTok, U-Z-O, and it caught the attention of some pretty powerful editors and people from Marvel, actually. And so we're creating a Uzo comic book.
Wow.
It's crazy. I mean, I'm just getting renders of how he looks and all of that stuff. It's pretty crazy. So I'm really excited about that. I'm also writing a how-to book on social media, which I also think is really fun. Utilizing all of the brand building tools I've been able to learn, you know, from the past 10, 11 years in the music industry, and what I've learned from the social media standpoint is very similar in what works. You know what I'm saying? So
your work ethic is insane. It is absolutely insane. Where does this come from? What drives you?
Creativity. You know, I love waking up in the morning and just creating things, you know? So anything that I'm interested in, anything that I love doing, I just kind of lead with that. And, you know, everything else just kind of falls at the waistline. If it's not adding to my life, this is where it starts. You have to protect your peace. You know what I'm saying? So you want to wake up in the morning happy. You want to go to bed happy. So like anything that's not making your life peaceful, anything that's not adding to your life, you want to get rid of those things so that you can focus on the things that you love doing. And then the success just follows. You know, we only have one life. I mean, we just got to do the things that we love doing and do it full force and wholeheartedly. And life is just great.
Well, I have just decided I don't want to be me anymore. I want to be Jason Derulo. if that's all I have to do, then all I need to do is become Jason Derulo.
Jason, man, it was a pleasure. Love the tune. Lifestyle. We'll be cranking it a lot. And I'm going to go get me some Bedlam vodka, too, on the way.
Absolutely. Thank y'all so much.
It's Reality Radio on your schedule. Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
It is that time of week where we get to talk to our pals from the morning, Bob and Sherry. Hello.
Venus, what's up?
Hey.
Well, I love doing this because you usually are the ones that come up with the subjects. We don't have to dig.
It's a little break.
You don't want to waste anything that you might be using on your show here, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I know you're big pet-centric people. Bob with the dog and Sherry with 1,000 cats and Ramona with a senile old dog.
Really?
Oh, I wasn't talking about your last boyfriend. I'm talking about your poodle, Henri.
he was senile.
About 80. But he was old and dirty dog. It's something like 80% of people say that they can just look at their pet and see their face and they know what they're thinking. Sherry, do you agree that is that happened with cats?
It's so true. Like my kitty best friend, Larry Munson, last week I looked at his face and I could tell that something was really, really wrong. So I called the vet. I made an appointment. We get there. The vet comes out to the car, which is how they do now in COVID. And she said, well, what do you think's going on with the boy? And I said, I think he's blocked up. He's making a constipated face. And the vet looks skeptical, but y'all, I've been married 3 times, so I know a constipated face when I see one. She took him in, and Ramona, as a person who's horrified by cats, you'll be glad to know that the diagnosis was a string of pearls. That's what they call the compacted matter, not actual pearls, because do I look like the kind of lady that would have pearls?
That kind of pearls, maybe.
Yes. So,
you're right.
Kitty laxative, and now he's back to his handsome, regular, happy self. Mm.
Wow.
I won't even ask how much that cost you. Like, how much does
Please
this
don't, because I have constipation.
I was just... Yes, I do have a senile old dog, and I have a senile old mom to go with the senile old dog. And I was just telling a friend a story several years ago. My mom was concerned because the dog wouldn't eat. The dog wouldn't eat. You know, first day, I'm like, oh, he's fine. He's acting okay. No problem. Day three, I break down. Okay, my God, there's something wrong with our dog. We take him to the vet. They weigh him. $184 later and a stool sample that I took from my yard. I'm like transporting dog poop in my car. I find out, oh, your dog is gained 10% of his body weight in 8 months. Your dog isn't having a hunger strike. Your dog is freaking full. And like, does he get a lot of treats? Well, yes, he gets treats. He gets treats because he stays alive. Not because he's doing tricks. He gets treats for just living.
Just breathing and walking. Bob, do you know your dog? You can tell by you looking at your dog exactly what he's thinking?
I can look at my dog, Finn, and I can tell exactly what is on his mind.
Really?
Now, when I look at my wife, Mary, I have absolutely no idea.
And you've been with her for how long?
10 and a half years. And
that is true.
I don't know what she's thinking. And sometimes she will give me a look. And usually the look comes after I tell her, I know exactly what the dog's thinking. I just need to move away. That's marriage.
Matt, you claim that your dog gives you a special look while you watch her poop.
Well, yeah, she does. She wants to make sure that I'm seeing this because she knows she's going to get I upscale the treat when I see poop as opposed to a pea treat. So she looks back at me and is like, you see this? And I'm like,
No. That's not right. We did an interview with some dog specialist. The reason they look at you in that situation is they are at their most vulnerable and they want to know that you have got their back. That you're there if like a coyote or something comes up when they're at their most vulnerable. They look over at you. Are you there to look out for me?
I will ask Jill, because he's not a brave guy.
I'm going to ask Amy to come into the bathroom next time with me just because I'm feeling a little vulnerable.
I heard a really funny comedy set where the comedian goes, every time I go in the bathroom, my dog follows me and stares at me, and it's really impeding my performance. Like, I'm so self-conscious. He said, but then one day I realized the dog's like, hey, dude, you follow me and look at me. Maybe this is what we
do. Turn around. Yeah.
This is what we do.
Saying things out loud you can't say on the radio. You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All righty. Valentine's Day is the Valentine's Day is coming up on us. Are they sneaking up on us? Kind of.
How is it sneaking? It's the same day every year. It's not like Easter and it moves around.
Yeah, but a weekend one really.
February 14th, and the weekend means you can put all of yourself, all of your time into making the day special because most of us don't have to work on Sunday.
But the kids are there. They're around. You can't get rid of them.
Yeah.
You can't love them too.
That hinders romance. That hinders romance.
It's about love.
Yeah. Well, this year, Valentine's Day consumers plan to spend an average $165 on V-Day gifts and celebrations, $32 less than last year, but still the second highest Valentine's Day in terms of expected spending. So they are doing it. And 24% are going to go out this year. Last year was 34%. So not a huge drop considering.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people who don't like to go out on Valentine's Day because so many of the restaurants are so crowded.
Now they'll be least limited. About 2 in 5 said they're planning a special meal at home, in the comfort of home. They're going to show off their new cooking skills.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to show off my new charcuterie skills.
Good for you.
Yeah. Do you have charcuterie skills?
I guess.
You're just laying out some salami and
I know.
No, there is an art to making it look beautiful and also to layering and also knowing.
Oh my gosh, what is it?
What foods to start with? Because in most cases, we are dealing with things that do need refrigeration. So you can't have, you know, you don't want to start with something that's going to go bad. Like start with apples and the apples are going to turn brown by the time you're done.
How long are we eating?
To pay attention.
I know, really. That's what I'm saying.
For days?
Not even necessarily how long you're eating it, but while you're building it, you don't want to start with something that's going to turn brown by the time you're finished putting the other stuff on. There's an order.
How long? There's millions of pictures and things on the internet. You can look it up. And Vandy, never say again for your wife, you're laying out your salami.
Here's my salami, honey.
And also, you guys both have other ladies in your lives, in your home, and Valentine's Day tends to be a big daddy-daughter day, where What do you mean you can't do it all? You're the only guy they have.
They had Christmas. wait. This is time for romantic love.
No. A lot of dads use this as an opportunity to show their daughters, and in your case, your nieces who are like your daughters, Bandy, the kinds of things that they should expect. They should expect for the man in their life to show them special appreciation. Give them something that makes them feel special.
Here's a blow pop.
Celebrate love.
Yeah, here's some candy hearts and a Valentine that says, I choose you.
I choose you. People are still doing it. With 27% of people are getting their pets something for Valentine's.
Oh my gosh!
Oh, that's ridiculous.
He gets something for Henri every year.
What did you get Henri for Valentine's? What did you get him?
He gets a heart-shaped treat.
Oh my gosh!
They sell them at the pet store just for this occasion.
Just to take advantage.
I stopped getting like the squeaky toy of the season because he's got squeaky toys he doesn't play with. But the treats never go out of style.
About 52% of people are not doing anything this year. They said they're just not going to even celebrate. Last year was 58%, so it's just a little bit down. We had some people on Facebook chime in with that as well, didn't we? That had comments.
That cracked me up was from Lori, who said, my husband said, I thought because of COVID, I didn't have to do anything this year. And she asked, who says romance is dead?
Yeah. Like, you know what? How about this?
How did COVID cancel Valentine's Day? How did COVID make you think that you don't have to celebrate love?
Because you can't go out. I don't even like going shopping. I mean, maybe I'll order I'll cut her face mask into the shape of a heart.
That won't be very protective against COVID. Yeah. Right.
Nobody will say I love you.
You show you love her by exposing her to a deadly virus.
Especially she's a nurse.
That's awesome.
Touch her face mask, please.
How about if I draw a heart on it?
Okay.
That would be kind of cute, actually.
Okay. Draw a heart with your initials on it.
MH plus AH
with a heart and an arrow through it.
Arrow through it, of course. Yeah.
I hope you do.
Yeah. Let's see. What did Tammy say? Small theater near us is offering us a great deal. You can watch the movie from the balcony. One couple only. That's right. Snacks, Valentine's wish on the screen before the movie, and they play your song before the movie.
I love that.
We don't have a song.
I don't have a song. I have a song. I think I have a song that I would play. Do you have a wedding song?
No.
You didn't have a wedding song. Yeah, you didn't dance.
Oh, yeah, we did. We did have one she walked down to the aisle to. I guess I could play that.
Okay, you could call that your song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. All right.
We'll play that then.
You know what? I'm going to find that song.
Oh, yeah, that lady I married, she walked down the aisle. Yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
There was a song.
This is what you do, Bandy.
And this is why we need Valentine's Day. To force you guys to dig deep for the things that you should celebrate in your relationship.
All you got to do, Bandy, is go say to your wife, hey, Mary, I got you something for Valentine's Day. Hey, Alexa, play Johnny Cash. Very easy.
Yeah.
Simple.
How cute would it be when she comes downstairs, the minute you see her at the top of the stairs, you ask Alexa to play that song? How cute would that be?
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm going to do it.
I think I better write. You know, I'm going to forget. You're going to forget.
Sounds easy enough.
Let's text each other, Vandy.
Well, I got to make her go upstairs.
And you
first.
Will forget.
We're going to text each other, Vandy. Let's go text each other.
Yeah, okay.
Put a reminder.
Remind. Well, actually, I'll just say, Alexa, remind me.
Yes. But you don't want her to remind you too early because then she'll hear it.
Alexa.
Yeah. Yes.
Send a reminder right now.
Hey, everybody, thanks again for joining the podcast. Please share it. Please comment either on our Facebook pages or right here, wherever you're listening to this podcast, and rate it. That'd be great. We do them 3 times a week, so enjoy.